Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. At 6:30 here on a Wednesday morning, Halloween, President Trump is sending more than 5,000 military troops to the southern border in efforts to keep out the migrant caravan. Now, most of the migrants will try to seek asylum. Fox's William Latunis has more from southern Mexico.
The rough count we have from police right now is the caravan is probably under about 5,000. Many have left on their own. Some took the train. 220 have elected to go home. 19 today. We talked to several of those, and about 1,700 are asking for asylum here. Now, some of the officials from this caravan are going to Mexico City. We told you yesterday they are still waiting for those buses. In fact, they'll be here again tomorrow. They want to take buses, everybody to Mexico City, where they're going to talk to officials there about their rights and transportation to Tijuana.
Three more caravans are also headed toward the U.S. southern border.
Campaign treasurer for independent candidate Greg Orman has resigned to endorse Democrat Laura Kelly in the Kansas governor's race.
Tim Owens, a former Republican state senator from Overland Park, resigned Tuesday, effective immediately. In a news release issued by Kelly's campaign, Owens said it was time to unite behind Kelly and stop GOP candidate Kris Kobach. Kelly and Kobach are locked in a tight race, with Orman a distant third in recent polling. The Lawrence Journal World reports Owen said he supported Orman's political ambitions for several years, but he resigned because he, quote, believes electing Kobach would be one of the worst things that could happen to the state. Orman said he accepted Owen's resignation, but he did not intend to leave the race. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
When it comes to keeping kids safe this Halloween, it really is simple. See and be seen. Sherry Sage with Kansas Safe Kids Kansas says most of the trick-or-treating time will be after sunset.
Halloween itself is actually the most dangerous night of the year for child pedestrians, and children are more than twice as likely to be hit by a vehicle and killed on Halloween than any other night of the year. So it's really important that we have this message going out, not only to families as they set out with their children, but also to drivers. They need to be extra alert and slow down, especially in those neighborhoods.
Safe Kids also recommends giving trick-or-treaters glow sticks or flashlights, so they are more visible and can see where they're walking.
NASA's elite planet-hunting spacecraft, Kepler, has been declared dead.
The 9-year-old Kepler had been low on fuel for months, according to the space agency, and its ability to point at specific regions in the sky got worse at the beginning of this month. But NASA's flight controllers were able to retrieve its latest data before it went silent. Kepler discovered 2,681 planets outside our solar system and even more potential candidates. It also unveiled incredible super-Earths, planets bigger than Earth but smaller than Neptune. Its end came just a few months short of the anniversary of its launch. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
It's practically free of crime and people. But now Antarctica has a rare major crime case.
Only a few scientists live on the continent, and tensions rise among them as they live and work in confined spaces with limited entertainment options. Now a Russian working at a remote Antarctic research station has been deported to St. Petersburg, charged with attempted murder. The 55-year-old plunged a kitchen knife into a co-worker's chest. The avid reader enraged that his partner kept telling him the endings of the stories that he was reading. The injured scientist rushed to a hospital in Chile, expected to survive with heart injuries. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. Some moisture continues to move in across south central Kansas, and that will up our chance of light rain through about early this afternoon. We think it comes to an end later today, and it should be dry for trick-or-treating tonight. Our high 55, mostly cloudy, 42 overnight, sunny and near 60 on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, a north wind at 12 miles per hour, and 47 degrees. At KNSS, Steve and Ted here, 6:34 on Halloween morning, and having served its stated purpose, Philadelphia's Wing Bowl is no more. The annual event had been held in the city of brotherly love for the past 26 years to get fans together to kick off Super Bowl weekend. The idea was that Philly fans would need a way to get through the NFL title weekend without the home team involved. Well, of course, the need for that went away last season, as the Philadelphia Eagles not only were in the Super Bowl, they won it. Now, the longtime hosts of the event say the Wing Bowl is being retired. Big announcement there for folks in Philadelphia. Pennsylvania regulators are being harshly criticized for clearing a pediatrician who'd been accused of sexual abuse 20 years ago and who's now charged with molesting many more children since. State Board of Medicine restored the medical license of Dr. Johnny Jack Bartow in 2000 after the pediatrician denied fondling two young girls during office visits. Bartow was arrested in January. He faces sexual assault charges involving more than 30 girls and boys since the late 1980s, including a dozen after regulators cleared him of wrongdoing. His 1990s-era accusers and their parents say the Board of Medicine failed to stop him when it had the chance and bears responsibility for what investigators are calling a pervasive and prolonged pattern of abuse. Lawsuits, right, Ted? This ought to keep the attorneys busy for a while, I would think. All right, just a quick note of Shop Talk, I guess you'd say. KSN last night, Channel 3 aired a live governor debate. Now, we had one on KNSS, what, last weekend or the weekend before.
Right.
And they had one on KSN last night, and Shelley and I watched it. It was a good one. They asked some good questions. I thought, you know, of course, when you sit there as a media person, well, why don't they ask them this, you know? I thought there needed to be a little bit more thought about the economy and trying to fill these jobs that are available. There wasn't much on that at all. And a little less on some of the, you know, the most emotional issues. It was interesting, though, at the end. I thought this was really cool, though. At the end, they said each of you has 30 seconds to say something nice about the other candidates. And they all did pretty well on that. They actually let down their guard a little bit, and they seemed human. You know, that nothing was prepared. Oh, well.
Yeah, because
and they complimented
that's
each
the one question they really don't have a talking point for.
Yeah, and they were called upon to be nice to each other. And it was nice. I thought it was a good question. It was original. Just say something nice about it. And they did. They came through. So anyway, I got a good idea. I already knew the candidates because we're in this business. I knew it pretty well what they were all about.
Right.
But watching it and watching them in that format was kind of fun. So anyway, thank you, KSN, for doing that. Let's see. The best and worst Halloween candies. I'm going to give you the best.
Oh, there are some good ones. And there are some bad ones.
Yeah, the top 10, Hershey's is number 10.
This is according to whom?
It's a website, candystore.com.
Okay.
That did a survey of 40,000 people.
All right. We got a decent sample size.
I won't go through all of them. I just had the five top M&Ms. Number four is Kit Kat. I've got a Kit Kat right over here. The Barb
Kit Kat
down the hall.
Barb brought us in.
Number three is Twix. I like Twix, but I'm not that big a fan. Number two is Snickers. And what do you think is number one? You got any idea what number one would be?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
There it is. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh, yeah.
Those are really strong candies.
Who put chocolate in my peanut butter?
I think it's a good idea. All right, it's at 6:38 now and time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The cattle complex Tuesday had a negative trading session and negative closes. Live cattle made new lows for the week, while the feeder cattle futures scored new lows for the month of October. At mid-morning, box beef prices were strongly higher yesterday, and that continued into the afternoon. Lean hog futures had two-sided trading yesterday and also closed on a two-sided mark. We saw on the close December live cattle 45 cents lower at 116.80. January feeders $1.72 lower at 148.10. And December lean hogs 15 cents higher at $59 even. The downside continued Tuesday for the wheat, corn, and soybean futures, and they all closed on the negative side. Other than Monday afternoon's crop progress report, the market had a lack of fresh news yesterday. Now, today is the final trading session for the month of October and could bring about mixed trading results. At the moment, December KC wheat's 3.5 cents lower at 4.91 and a quarter. December corn down a half a penny at 3.64 and a quarter. November soybeans up 0.75 cents at 8.34 and a quarter. December crude oil 28 cents higher at 66.46. December gold down $5.40 at 1219.90. December S&P 19.5 points higher at 27.04 and a half. December dollar index 11 cents lower at 96.68, and December Dow Jones futures up 164 points at 25,023. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, got any objections to anything on that list of the top five candies? Anything there? No comment?
I like those peanut butter Reese Cups, but I also like Butterfingers and Paydays.
Now, Butterfinger comes in at number 7.
I like Paydays, too.
I do a Payday. Payday's not even on there.
I like getting paid.
Yeah, I like payday around here. I'll tell you, when payday comes around here, man.
It's when Mac's in a good mood.
Yeah, that's the only day, but every other Friday, Ted, that's the only day I'm in a decent mood around here, okay?
Understandable.
You know, when you're making $275,000 a year, payday is a big deal to you, you know? That's not me, but...
It's not, yeah. Not that we would know, but that's just what we understand.
No, but I'm just celebrating what other people are joyfully celebrating, okay?
That is nice of you.
Halloween tonight, and I'm sure you're going to be right there at the door with your Donald Trump mask on, handing out candy, right?
Well, I'll give that a thought. I got to get back in time to do some trick-or-treating because I got an appointment tonight, and I know I won't get back till probably after dark.
An appointment, eh?
Yep.
Going to go out there and ride the broom with the missus or what?
Well, I'm going to tell her that, Steve, and you're going to be in trouble.
Oh, no, she doesn't.
How many of the kids in your neighborhood dress up as you for Halloween, Tom?
You know, I've never seen a single one.
Oh, come on.
Come on, man. You know, a pair of overalls, a little hay sticking out of their hair, you know, there you go, huh?
But that is an idea for next year.
All right, I've got some Halloween jokes here for you this morning.
Okay.
What do you call a fat pumpkin?
I don't know.
A plumpkin. You ought to know that. That's a farm joke, huh? A plumpkin. Okay. What did the little girl say when she had to choose between a tricycle and a candy bar?
I don't know.
Trike or treat. Oh, gosh. I'll tell you what, you go to Vegas, you're not going to see anything like this, okay?
You have to look on my account on Twitter this morning. I always put out a tweet about 6:15 every morning.
Oh, really?
There's a real cute one on there about the old cowboy passing out his trick-or-treat candy, and they're range cubes.
Range cubes.
Yeah, you probably don't know what range cubes are, do you?
I've got a feeling I might.
It's cattle feed.
Oh, I was going to say it might be cattle poop.
No. No, range cubes is cattle feed.
And I was going to say, how do they square those up? Range cubes. You learn something every day with Tom Loeffler. Thank you, sir. Happy Halloween. 6:42 now. Steve and Ted. Don Grant. What you got, Jad? You got something? You're waving at me. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker.
I know what I'm giving Steve for Christmas.
Are people not getting married and having kids, he asks? Don Grant coming up. Traffic and weather on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Rain cubes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.